Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning, Peter. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Peter, we've been talking about Joe Maddon for some reason, mainly because Danny Parkins is sitting in for David this morning, and he believes that even if they win a World Series, this could be the end of the line for Joe with the Cubs. Do you agree with that? I always felt it was kind of playoff run or else, but is there a real possibility that this could be the end of Joe?
You know, to be honest, and not to try to dodge, I don't think it's anything we can really know and even adequately speculate about until about August. I mean, there's no question that changes were asked and made, changes on the coaching staff, changes a little bit of the approach. I think they have been made. It'll be very interesting, but I mean, the way the pitching has been in the last week, okay, they're going to hit eventually. They're going to hit pretty well anyway. So, we don't know where we are at this point. I mean, I think that everybody in the division has such questions about them. I worry terribly about the Brewers pitching. The Cardinals are good, but there are some things there that you kind of worry about. And I think that, you know, it's... And Pittsburgh, well, I think their pitching is really good. I do think that they have issues. So, you know, the vision is there for the Cubs. They started to play well or played much better. Now, we're a long way from that. I mean, I just remember, plus, I go back to some to Joe's years, but the way in the second half the Rays played so much better in 2008, when they came from way back of the Red Sox, end up not only finishing ahead of them, but winning the playoffs. And then in 2011, when they were 10 back of the Red Sox on September 1st, it ended up finishing ahead of them, which put Theo in Chicago. His teams have, in the past, played better as the season has gone along. And I think as he gets a further feel for what he has, do you think that the Cubs bullpen will, with all the arms they have, they'll figure it out a lot better? If they win the division, you can't, or make the playoffs, I think it's very hard to say Joe's not coming back. I think one of the things that's interesting, and I've talked to a bunch of people about it, is what, and I realize why it happens. I mean, Ken Rosenthal wrote about it 2 weeks ago, but the speculation about a very small windows of bad starts and is this manager in trouble is amazing. I mean, you look in Washington, Philadelphia, New York, Miami, Atlanta. Every one of those teams, there have been questions raised about are their managers going to survive. I think the same thing will probably happen in the West, although, you know, I can't imagine Bud Black getting fired, but Colorado go up to such a bad start. You say, oh, what's going to happen here? And you've got a bunch of teams in the American League with that same sort of pressure put upon them in Toronto and more important, you know, a couple of teams in the Midwest. I just think that, you know, I think it's really, I want to see exactly where the Cubs are on Labor Day. And then see how they finish September. I think that that's, and plus, you know, I mean, I realize it's been 3 years, but Joe did manage them to that world championship. And I think it took a long time to get there. And I think that that gives him some room to be able to put the team in place the way he wants to put it in place.
Yeah, I wasn't even talking really about the start to this season. I just think, like you said, they didn't extend him. His pitching coach and his hitting coach are not his guys. And there is a clear philosophical difference. Like sometimes Theo will say one thing and then Joe will say something that seems to be in contrast with it. You can speak to this. What main core philosophical differences do you think exist between Theo Epstein and Joe Madden?
I think one is the moving around of players. I think sometimes to get on a long streak, you have to let your basic core players play every day. I think the preparation maybe was something that they at least tried to address together. And I think that you also see, I think maybe a little bit of the, talk everything out. That's one of the things that I think Theo is really good at, is getting people to speak their minds and all be in a, end up in the same place because they all have the freedom to say, I don't like this. I mean, I know from all his years, one thing is very clear to people who work for him is he wants people to say, I don't agree with you. He wants contrary opinion. He's always said, essentially, if I want someone to agree with me, I can just look up in the mirror when I'm brushing my teeth in the morning. And I think that the little bit of disagreement, I think he thinks that that is not a bad thing. And in the end, I think that that creates a situation where people do end up on the same page because they have the right to disagree, and so that they're all sort of, they come to an agreement. Okay, what do we really want together? What's the one thing we want? We want to win. And I think that collaboration, matter of fact, that was a word that a year ago in spring training, I asked Ben Zobrist, how would you describe the Cubs organization? He said collaborative, which I found one of the most interesting answers I've ever gotten from a player. I think they have to find the mutual points in the collaboration, and I think that's something that we may see happen before Memorial Day.
Peter, thanks a ton. We appreciate your time. Have a great Easter, and thanks for everything.
Oh, thank you very much.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.